The global banking crisis of 2008, caused by the reckless behavior of American lenders, spread shockwaves around the world that are still being felt today. Banking giants such as Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns collapsed, and other banks scrambled to secure bailouts from their governments to avoid going the same way. In Ireland, the downturn in the property market caused the Anglo-Irish Bank to approach government regulators and the central bank. Only now, recordings of conversations between bank executives John Bow and Peter Fitzgerald have come out, angering the Irish people. The recordings reveal their strategy of underplaying exactly how much money was needed, so as to draw the government into supporting them again and again.
What's shocking about this case is that bank executives were able to just pluck a figure out of thin air without government regulators asking to see any accounts. Such was the level of hubris at the time.
Yeah, and that number is 7, but the reality is that actually we need more than that. But the strategy here is you pull them in, you get them to write a big check, and they have to support their money, you know. If they thought the enormity of it up front, they might decide they have a choice. You know what I mean? They might say that the cost to taxpayers is too high.
Economists are outraged at the revelations.
They knew the actual figure of the bank requiring was between 20 and 30 billion euros. They decided to ask for a figure pulled out of the air, which was 7 billion euros, because the government would be prepared to pay that. And then once it had paid up 7 billion, to preserve its 7 billion, it would have to lend the next 20 billion.
Incredibly, they proceed to laugh about the fact that the money won't ever be repaid.
This is seven billion bridge.
Yeah.
So it's bridged. It's bridged off. We can pay you back, which is never.
People in Ireland have reacted furiously, and it's prompted Prime Minister Enda Kenny to launch an inquiry into the scandal, which has cost the Irish taxpayer 30 billion euros. It's unclear whether an inquiry will dampen people's anger. Issa Ali, Press TV, London. I'm very glad that the